Louisiana Hotlines, a newsletter of the State Library of Louisiana, Talking Books and Braille Library, Office of Lieutenant Governor, Department of Culture, Recreation, and Tourism, Volume 23, Number 1, Winter 2023. Holiday Closings. December 23rd through 26th, Christmas. December 30th, New Year's. January 2nd, New Year's. January 16th, Martin Luther King Day. February 21st, Mardi Gras. Braille calendars. Don't forget to get your new calendar. The library no longer sends out the Braille calendar. However, you can still get one, free of charge, from the American Action Fund for Blind Children and Adults. Contact them by email at actionfund@actionfund.org or by phone at 410-659-9315. Braille hard copy books. The National Library Service is offering a Braille on Demand pilot program allowing active NLS patrons to request and receive one hard copy Braille title per month, which they can keep. Titles are limited to books available on BARD. Patrons may contact reader advisors for assistance or complete the request form themselves at https://survemonkey.com/r/NNBRAILLEOND. Mark your calendars. Pam Allen with the National Federation of the Blind of Louisiana invites you to attend their 2023 annual state convention, which will be held at the Crown Plaza in Baton Rouge from April 14th through 16th. For more information, please contact Pam at 234-4166 or by email at PALLEN@LOUISIANACENTER.ORG. Historical marker placed at Southern University. To commemorate the founding of a segregated school for the blind and deaf for black children on the campus of Southern University in October 1922, Southern University dedicated a historical marker on Friday, October 28, 2022. TBBL patron Shirley Barber Colbert, an alumna from the original Southern School for the Blind, was interviewed in the Advocate newspaper by James Wilkins. Mrs. Colbert said in the article that the marker is a reminder of the difficulties black, blind, and deaf students faced during segregation. Sneha announces new title for Book Talks. Our Book Talks winter book selection will be Spinning Silver by Naomi Novik, DB 91647. When her moneylender father can no longer collect his debts, Miriam takes over and earns a reputation of being able to turn silver into gold. This draws the attention of the icy Stark people, whose king sets her an impossible task. Luckily, she finds some unexpected allies. How to join Book Talks. We hold our book discussions via an email discussion list. Members comment on the book by sending an email to the discussion list. All members then see the comments and have the ability to respond by email to the group. If you want to join our discussion group, go to http://pelican.state.lib.la.us/mailman/listinfo/tbblbooktalks and create an account by entering your name. Make sure to put your name so we can verify you, email address, and make up a password, or as always, you can call your reader advisor. Book Talks Book Club. If you join Book Talks, we will add you to our mailing list and automatically send you a digital book copy of the newest selection. I hope that this will make it more convenient to read the book and participate in the discussion. Hope to hear from you soon. Braille NBA Schedules. Braille 2022 through 2023 NBA schedules are in. Call your reader advisor if you would like one mailed to you. Search for board members. The Jones Foundation is seeking board members. The board meets 3 times a year in Baton Rouge. Call Sheila Coleman at 225-342-0035 if you would like to be considered for a board position. The Jones Foundation directly supplements the programs and initiatives of the TBBL within the State Library. It is a primary sponsor of the State Library's large print collection, TBBL's Summer Reading Program, Staff Enrichment, and Early Literacy Program. Winter Book Recommendations featuring books by blind or visually impaired authors by Sneha Padamane. DB 31889, Paradise Lost by John Milton. An epic poem using the fall of mankind and the story of paradise lost and sought for in the life of man as its main theme. Richly elaborate symbolism is employed in describing Satan's battle with God, descent to hell, and his seduction of Adam and Eve. DB 96188, Haben, The Deafblind Woman Who Conquered Harvard Law by Haben Girma. The autobiography of the first deafblind graduate of Harvard Law School, Girma describes her childhood, world travels, development of a text-to-braille communication system, and time at Harvard Law, as well as the ways she uses her talents to advocate for those with disabilities. DB 104014, Their Plant Eyes, A Personal and Cultural History of Blindness by M. Leona Godden. A History of Blindness Across Art, Literature, and Culture, exploring how blindness has been used throughout time as a metaphor for both ignorance and transcendence. Through detailed analysis and autobiographical examples, the author presents connections to the science of blindness, accessibility developments, and humanity's larger understanding of the world. DB 97815, I Can't See You, I'm Deaf by Woody Livingston. Historian reflects on entering school again at the age of 64 to obtain both bachelor's and master's degrees in fine arts. Discusses reactions from other students, interactions with instructors, learning to be an artist, and defining her own goals for the future. DB 106263, Blind Man's Bluff by James Tate Hill. The author reflects on his experiences as a blind man. In particular, he discloses the tricks he employed for 15 years to trick those around him and pass as sighted. He describes the road to finally embracing a different way of life. DB 97393, Midwives by Laurie Alice Eakes. 3 novels of inspirational historical romance written between 2011 and 2013, about midwives in 19th century Virginia. In Lady in the Mist, midwife Tabitha Eccles meets a British nobleman working as an indentured servant. Also includes Heart's Safe Passage and Choices of the Heart. DB 33014, Touching the Rock by John M. Hull. In 1983, after about 3 years as a sighted person who could not see, Hull made the transition to being blind. He began to keep a journal, recording his reactions to what delighted or puzzled him, and his thoughts about his relationships, his job as a university lecturer, his dreams, his self-image, his faith, his anguish, and his eventual acceptance of his blindness. DB 105634, Being Seen, One Deaf-Blind Woman's Fight to End Ableism, by Elsa Sunesson. and this memoir, award-winning author Elsa Sunesson, who identifies as deafblind, discusses growing up and living in an ableist world. Sunesson, also a professor and activist, explores how the misrepresentation of disability in books, movies, and TV harms both the disabled community and everyone else. DBC 6375. Selections from Across Two Novembers, A Year in the Life of a Blind Bibliophile by David Fauché. An autobiography filled with friends, family, hobbies, history, and more as David Fauché shares 1 year of his life through a journal. DB 55883, The Story of My Life by Helen Keller. The restored classic autobiography of an exceptional young woman and her companion, originally published in 1903, with 2003 commentary by editor Roger Shattuck. Helen Keller's own account of her transformation is followed by her teacher Anne Sullivan's record of their early years together and insights of Anne's husband John Macy. Bard Mobile for iOS Update Improves Search. Version 2.0 of the Bard Mobile for iOS app replaces the Bard website option within the app with a new and powerful search engine. If you do not have the automatic Bard mobile updates, you will need to go to the App Store to enable the update. Once installed, Bard Mobile 2.0 for iOS allows users to search by keyword, title, author, or annotation and receive reliable results. Additionally, version 2.0 fixes problems with rewind controls, side-loading books, and downloading and reading non-ASCII foreign language book titles. To conduct a search in Bard Mobile 2.0, choose the search option at the top of the Get Book screen, just above Wish List. Keyword is the default search type and audio is the default format, but you can change these settings. To access options such as download and viewing other books by the same author with voiceover, touch the title of interest, flick up or down to the desired choice, and double tap. If you don't use voiceover, select the More Info button to the right of the title and then choose either Download, Add to Wish List, or More Actions. The new search options on iOS version 2.0 does not return non-English titles. Patrons searching for non-English titles should continue to use the Bard website to find and add titles to their wish list for downloading. Updates to Bard Mobile for Android app. NLS released two updates to the Bard Mobile for Android app in September. Version 1.4.5 added many new features, including the ability to pause and resume downloads, sort and search capabilities in bookshelves and the various Get Book list, the ability to delete books from the wish list, a new More Info Book Details screen, and a new Settings tab with new settings for the user account and audio settings pages. Version 1.4.6 addressed bugs and stabilized performance. If you do not have the automatic Bard mobile updates, you will need to go to the Bard mobile entry in the Google Play Store to enable the updates. Bard mobile users can confirm that they are running the latest version by checking the bottom of the app's settings screen. Books and Beyond, a section for children and teens. 2022 White Cane Celebrations. Photo caption: Daniel Mincy, Caitlin LeBlanc, Brianna Fricke, and Lakin Ward Guest enjoy White Cane Day. LSVI celebrated White Cane Day at Baton Rouge's Town Square on October 12th. Attendees participated in many activities, including a picnic, cane travel awareness education, and a scavenger hunt. During the festivities, special secret guests Daniel Mincy and Lakin Ward Guest from the Saints Cheer Crew surprised students. In Marrero, the Louisiana Council of the Blind held its White Cane Awareness Day celebration on Saturday, October 15th. Activities included blindfold, white cane travel, and a pizza party. Local children were really excited about the pizza and trying to walk using the white cane. A white cane is an important mobility tool for blind people, and it's the symbol of their independence as it ensures their ability to come and go on their own. In 2011, President Barack Obama proclaimed White Cane Safety Day as Blind Americans Equality Day. White Cane Safety Day is a national observance in the United States. Photo caption, Daniel Mincy dances with Brianna from LSVI. Photo caption, LCB member Gwen King gets ready to pass out pizza. Photo caption, WCD attendees practice white cane travel blindfolded. New scholarship opportunities in 2023. The National Federation of the Blind annually offers blind college students in the U.S. and Puerto Rico an opportunity to win one of 30 merit-based national-level scholarships worth between $3,000 and $12,000. All scholarships awarded are based on academic excellence, community service, and leadership. Each winner will receive assistance to attend the 2023 National Federation of the Blind Annual Convention scheduled to take place July 1st through the 6th, 2023, in Houston, Texas. Application deadline is March 31st, 2023. For more information, email scholarships@nfb.org or call 410-659-9314 extension 2415 or write to NFB Scholarship Program, National Federation of the Blind, 200 East Wells Street at Jernigan Place, Baltimore, Maryland 21230. Famous authors visit LSVI. Best-selling novelist Lance Pecus, also known as Cowboy Ninja, on the NBC competition show American Ninja Warrior, and Jesse Haynes visited the Louisiana School for the Visually Impaired and spoke to students in the school's library. They have co-written The Ninja Games, The Warrior Within, which kicks off a new mystery adventure series featuring a teen hero who is both an experienced rock climber and obstacle course competitor facing dangerous mysteries that require his skills to overcome. The authors discuss their inspiration for the novel, how each contributed to the writing, and how to develop writing skills. Many of the students revealed they are currently writing stories and have a great interest in further developing the craft. Some students are fans of obstacle course competitions and asked Lance about his time on American Ninja Warrior. In town for the 2022 Louisiana Book Festival, Jesse and Lance were available throughout the week for school visits and on Saturday during the festival for audience questions. Both authors said their visit to LSVI was especially enjoyable and that they would love to return next year. All of the students asked a variety of questions and were very engaged. Photo caption, Jesse Haynes and Lance Pecus. Support our TBBL Friends organization. The Jones Foundation acknowledges the following donors for their generous contributions. David Pugh and Cynthia L. Simpson. Since 1981, the Mrs. W. Caruth Jones Foundation has acted as a friends group for the Talking Books and Braille Library in the State Library of Louisiana. It provides a mechanism for accepting donations to enhance and support services to the blind and physically handicapped community statewide. It directly supplements the programs and initiatives of TBBL within the State Library. It is a primary sponsor of the State Library's large print collection, TBBL Summer Reading Program, Staff Enrichment, and Early Literacy Program. To contribute, make checks payable to the Foundation and mail to the following address. Mrs. W. Caruth Jones Foundation, 1131 North River Road, Port Allen, Louisiana, 70767. All donations are tax deductible. Anyone who makes a donation receives a one-year membership to the Jones Foundation. For meeting information, call Sheila Coleman at 225-342-4942. TBBL Directory. Library address: Talking Books and Braille Library, 701 North 4th Street, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70802. Phone numbers: Baton Rouge, 225-342-0035. Statewide, 1-800-543-4702. Fax, 225-342-6817. Special Services, Music Section, 800-424-8567. Braille Service, 800-453-4293. Email, tbbl@state.lib.la.us. tbbl@state.lib.la.us. Walk-in hours, Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. Phone and email hours, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. till 4:30 p.m. Library services: audiobooks and magazines, Braille books and magazines, large print books and big books, online catalog, Bard download service, Bard mobile apps, newspaper reading service. Eligibility: any Louisiana resident who is unable to read or use standard print materials as a result of a temporary or permanent visual or physical limitation is eligible to receive free library services. Special format library materials are loaned to qualified patrons by the Talking Books and Braille Library, State Library of Louisiana, Office of the Lieutenant Governor, Department of Culture, Recreation, and Tourism, supported in part by funding from the Institute of Museum and Library Services.